Also Cards Against Humanity.
Whoa.
Claire Friedman.
I'm a twofer.
Yeah.
A note to speakers,
this microphone does not amplify, but it does record, and that helps us very much. So please speak into the microphone as much as you can.
I'm going to move it. Hi, everybody. I'm Claire. I apologize for the amount that you'll see me on stage tonight. Okay, so the theme of the night is Cards on the Table. So I'm going to tell a story that I never tell. And I did not admit to anyone for several years. Here is a great helpful hint. So let's pretend none of this is actually about me. Let's pretend it's like, you know, just good advice I'm given to a young, sprightly girl heading off to college. And maybe she's dating a boy that she had a huge crush on for 2 years and then finally paid any attention to her. And it was so amazing because, like, not only was there another person who wanted to hang out with her, but, like, also, like, touch her in a human way, which was amazing. It was really, really great. I was so into this relationship. It was everything my first time. Everything was the greatest thing that had ever happened. I was in love. I was crazy about this person. And just to give you an idea of the type of relationship it was, I, like, prided myself on being, like, such a cool girlfriend and, like, so chill about everything, you know? And, like, just, like, really into, like, supporting this dude who, when he was that summer away in France, sent me this email. Or an email that included this paragraph. I saw this girl, and she was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I was nervous to go up to her, and when I finally got the courage to do so, I got so nervous I kept walking, and by the time I turned around, she was gone, and I was heartbroken. All I wanted to do was see her again. Fuck. To which I reminded him, I was his girlfriend. And I said, What were you gonna do when you walked up to her? Like, what did you get rejected about? And he said, ugh, whatever, she probably wouldn't have done it anyway. And I was like, what? So he broke up with me several months later. And this is the advice part. This is the part where I'm gonna just give a few helpful pieces of advice to the people out there who are maybe going through a bad breakup. Okay, advice number one. If after he breaks up to you with you, you have a series of severe anxiety attacks, don't call an ambulance on yourself. There's not a lot they can do. They're just gonna tell you it's gonna be okay. And then when your dad calls back, the paramedics answer, and that is a hard moment in our lives. Don't buy him a recreation Braveheart sword for Christmas and then pretend that you had already ordered it before you broke up. Don't buy him a recreation Braveheart sword for Christmas when he's moving to a dorm room in New York the next year. And don't buy him a recreation Braveheart sword for Christmas and give it to him the first time you see him after you break up. Don't be persuaded when after he breaks up with the girl that he left you for, he tells you that he never stopped thinking about you. And don't sleep with him that night. Don't look at transferring to schools in New York so you can be closer to him because he told you that he was still in love with you. And then in New York, when you got there, he tells you that he doesn't know why you're acting like you two are still in love. These are just helpful hints for everybody. Don't continue to be his best friend and sleep with him for 2 years after that. Don't give him advice when a girl that he's on a date with drinks too much and passes out in his bathroom. especially when you were out with friends. Like, don't leave those friends to give this person advice. Don't be the vice president of a company that he started that then got torn apart on the first season of Shark Tank. I'll send you the clip. Don't. Shut up. Don't. I'll finish. Don't. When you finally decide to call it off, don't insist that he still come to your going away dinner. When he comes into town to obviously visit the ex-girlfriend that he left you for, don't cry throughout your entire dinner together. And I think most important of anything here, when you see his parents back in your hometown, do overemphasize all of your accomplishments. And make sure it really gets to him. And do learn to let it go. Thanks.
Claire Friedman, everybody. You guys, we're only going to see her one more time on stage tonight, and then maybe just like five more times this weekend. So it's not that much.